Podtacular, episode 372, Assaulting Announcement for June 4th, 2013. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Duststorm, and we are here doing another special podcast, kind of out of rotation, in light of a recent announcement, and that is for Halo Assault, or Spartan Assault. This is something that came out earlier today, on Tuesday, June 4th, and it's something that has the community abuzz for certain reasons, mostly good things, some bad things, but we'll get into those details here. Brent is not with us because this was done on such short notice, but I do have someone who's been on the show quite a bit before and is due for a podcast here very, very soon, as soon as I finish Thursday War, which I'm two chapters away from, and that's Halo Fan for Life.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I'm still getting through that book.
That's all right. I'm ready to go when you are on that one.
Yeah, I was planning to get it done this weekend, but I fell asleep actually while I was reading it. Go figure.
Yeah. I do that too.
But yeah, I'm almost at the end. It's interesting. Interesting stuff. So today, the big announcement was that we have another Halo game coming out, but it's not for the Xbox. This one is actually for Windows 8 platform. So kind of starting off on the thing that has a lot of people upset right now is the fact that this game is designed for Windows 8 platforms and Windows 8 platforms exclusively. So this means your laptops that run Windows 8, your desktop that runs Windows 8, and your mobile devices like your Windows 8 tablet and your Windows 8 phone. The only downside to this thing is we all know that Windows 8 isn't the best operating system, at least for computers and laptops. In my opinion, it's a decent OS for mobile devices like tablets and phones, but when it comes to laptops and desktops, it blows chunks compared to Windows 7. It's basically the next iteration of their kind of bad series of Windows products, kind of like similar to Vista. And I know I've said this on Twitter, and there's quite a few other people that have said this on Twitter, but it seems like Microsoft is basically pushing this game to promote sales for Windows 8 because of how badly they're doing with selling Windows 8. So, with that said, it is an interesting premise on what the game is actually going to be talking about.
I got a lot of facts if you'd like me to read them off.
So, we'll get to those here in a minute.
But
first off, this Windows 8 thing, because this is kind of the big thing that everyone is kind of, or a good chunk of the community is up in arms about. They did this with Halo 2 Vista when they were putting Halo 2 on the PC and made it Vista exclusive, even though for Windows XP, it was perfectly capable of running it, and there were actually mods out there where you could run Halo 2 Vista on XP. It just wouldn't run that well. And it was basically to promote or help promote sale of their OS for Windows Vista because they thought Halo fans would kind of gravitate towards that. Well, it kind of flopped on its face. I think at any one given time, pretty much throughout the lifespan of Halo 2 Vista, or at least a few months after it came out, we've seen somewhere of along the lines of maybe 50, 60 or so total people on Halo 2 or in Halo 2 Vista games at one particular time. When it initially came out, maybe the number was like 200 or so. I don't know what official numbers are, but just from me playing it, the numbers for Halo 2 Vista were never that high. So that effort was kind of a flop, and there's some fear that something similar is going to happen on this. Now, Microsoft does have at least a bigger market in terms of mobile devices, so
it's still woefully inadequate compared to other ones.
Yeah, it is.
What is it? It's like 3 or 4% total?
I think 3%, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you have to consider how many of those would actually play a Halo game, you know?
Right.
Wow.
So it's really interesting that they're going with this move, and because the interesting piece specifically about this is the general attitude towards 343 Industries right now, with how people have felt 343 has handled their game for Halo 4, and the fact that they're making this Windows 8 platform exclusive is kind of one of those other things where it's like, really, Microsoft, what are you doing? You kind of messed this up over here. Why are you doing this again?
Yeah, I don't blame 343 necessarily. I'm sure it's the bigger way
mothership Microsoft
is pulling the strings.
Yeah, it's mothership Microsoft up there wanting to pull money in certain places where they can. But I think you've said this, and there's been plenty of other people that said that they want to see this just come out on XBLA.
Oh yes, in fact, I've said it on my blog. I've said it on Waypoint several times that the game itself, the app, is supposed to be $7 coming out on the Windows 8 devices. Personally, I would be happy to pay $10 for it to be on arcade. In fact, maybe even $15, depending on how good it is. You know, I'd be willing to pay that extra bit. It's another Halo game for sure. I'd love to play it. I just can't see how they could make it only available for Windows 8 enabled devices. It's just, I understand it from a marketing and a business perspective. I do. But the numbers just are not going to be there. Certainly not compared to the amount of Halo gamers there are on the 360 and making this available on Xbox Live Arcade.
Right. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of response that the community gives off for this game, and then in turn what 343 does in response to what the community says. So we'll see if they give in to pressure. Of course, a lot of people are also looking forward to what else 343 is going to be announcing at E3 in regards to Halo. It seems like, in general, people on Twitter are expecting some other Halo game to be coming out for the new Xbox as a launch title for the Xbox One.
And there is that leaked photo of the supposed games being shown at E3 that had the logo for Halo 5. Personally, I think that's a bit too early. But they very well could have a talk on it without actually showing us anything. And that much wouldn't be, out of the realm. I could see them having at least a discussion about Halo 5 and what some of the plans are, but, I think it would be way too early to have any kind of gameplay footage.
Yeah. I still see some speculation of Halo 2 HD. But Frankie has already said that they're not doing that.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard that too.
So I'm.
And then see, they've also said they're not working on a Halo Wars 2. And even though I know that this is Spartan Assault is a top down shooter, just the way that it looks, because of it being a top down shooter, it gives a little bit of an appearance of a Halo Wars 2 in that respect. Even though it's a shooter versus, an RTS.
Well, there are certain elements, and there's actually some gameplay videos that I found on Halo Tracker before actually doing this, that it sounds like some of the sound elements are kind of reminiscent of that of Halo Wars, and
yeah,
the weapon sounds, it sounds like they're from Halo Reach, to be honest.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It sounds like the sound files they're taking straight from Halo Reach, which is weird, because that was a Bungie title, and they already have sound assets that they use for Halo 4. Why aren't they making their own or using new assets for this game? Why are they reusing assets from an older game?
I don't know.
Maybe that was just for this build. At this
point, I'm not even going to question 343's logic on certain things. we'll just have to wait for more information, I guess.
I mean, at least it seems like everybody's enjoying the weapon balance update, so at least it sounds like they're doing something right for, I guess, the majority of Halo fans. in that regard. But it's going to be interesting to see what the general reaction is to this when it comes out. And it's actually coming out next month.
Yeah.
This is a very quick turnaround announcement.
This also leads into some additional speculation then, that if this game is coming out next month, how long did it take to develop? And how much did 343 put into it? Now, I know Vanguard is the actual developers, but 343 certainly had input on it at certain, at certain points of the development of the game. So you have to consider with Halo 4 being out now, about 7 months. In fact, we're just a couple days away from being 7 months. Was Spartan Assault being developed while Halo 4 was being developed? Or did Spartan Assault start to be developed after Halo 4 was released? If in fact it was being developed before the game was released, then some of the complaints on Halo Waypoints forums are, well, then that means that there were at least some personnel from 343 who were taken from the development of Halo 4 and put onto this project, even if it was in an advisory role. That means there were still some man hours that were taken away from Halo 4 where they could have been put into their AAA full-on game and given us certain things from the game that we didn't get at launch. And in fact, some things that are still missing, forge options, custom game options, theater, and so on. So, you know, who knows if they'll ever admit to that. And in fact, I highly doubt they would. And it would probably be a bad thing for them to admit if they were working on this beforehand, because of the fan base that Halo has, you know, people would be on them quickly. If this game was being developed after Halo 4, there's still just enough there that people would still complain. Well, even if it's being developed after, that still means some people are being taken away from Halo 4. And with the things that we wanted to see fixed, changed, whatever, it didn't happen as quickly, whereas it could have if this game hadn't come about now. Again, even if they didn't develop it.
You have certain areas of the development team, though, that once it gets to a certain part in the development process, their job is over.
Sure.
Like the people that are doing storyboard, like they're pretty much done probably like a good 6 months before the game is actually done being produced.
Sure. So they move on to Halo 5.
or this thing. So I could easily see this thing as something being a response to people saying, well, Spartan Palmer is kind of a shallow character.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because I know you and me voiced that opinion about Spartan Palmer when we talked about her for our Spartan Ops podcast. So, I mean, this could be something where they saw a void and I guess someone at Microsoft says, hey, this would be a cool idea if we could get Halo on mobile. So they came up with this idea, seeing that people wanted
Palmer
to...
in, huh?
Right.
How about a Spartan Ops Season 2? That's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. You want to bring Palmer in? You can do that too. Okay, go ahead.
Anyways,
I'm raring to go, man.
I know you are hot and primed and ready to fire.
I'm not. It's not directed towards you. You know that.
No, I know. As far as the actual game goes, it is kind of supposed to be the introduction to how Spartan Ops began. And you can either follow Spartan Palmer or Spartan Davis. And I don't really know where Spartan Davis even fits into the whole picture.
Yeah. He's a gold-colored Spartan, which is interesting.
Yeah. From the screens, we've seen both of them actually in gameplay. So it's interesting to see that. It's supposed to be kind of, I guess, an origin story for Spartan Palmer and Spartan Davis.
It's her first Spartan operation, takes place on Dratheus 5, and that's confirmed by Dan Ayoub, who's an executive producer at 343.
Sweet.
Yeah. The game itself, it's supposed to be like a simulation that Spartans on the UNSC Infinity, that they go through to essentially relive and refight historical battles of the UNSC in the past, one of which is this main one with Sarah Palmer.
So the interesting thing about this is it's a top-down shooter, and I honestly haven't really played much other top-down shooter like games before. The closest thing I could think of is Halo Wars, but you're not really controlling players on a per-player basis.
Right. I mean, you could, but it's not the same. Definitely not the same.
No, and I'm still kind of curious on how they're actually doing the movement in that game, because I can understand how they're like firing at people. Mm-hmm. But like the movement, I'm guessing it's probably tilt based.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, at least for the tablet and for the phone. But then PC would probably be keyboard and mouse, and then
or again, a controller.
Yeah, Dana Yuba again did state that the Xbox controller would be coming to this after launch. Which, when he said that, I was initially hopeful that that meant the Xbox Arcade itself, but no.
Yeah, this is something that they're going to be pushing, I think, just for Windows 7.
Windows 8.
Or, sorry, Windows 8.
Yeah, if it was Windows 7, that would have made a
sorry.
Lot of people.
Sorry, Windows 8. I'm staying with Windows 7 because I don't really see a good use for going to Windows 8. Funny thing is, for all you tech people out there, for the Service Pack 1, Microsoft is actually bringing the start button back. So I think they got enough complaining from people where it's like, okay, people are really used to this. We're going to put it back in. So that's actually coming back in the Service Pack for Windows 8, which I believe actually drops next month. Or I think public beta drops next month, one of the two. So that's interesting to note. But yeah, so apparently it has Xbox controller support for the PC side of the house. I'm guessing other than that, it would just be WASDL and then mouse with a few other keys for controls.
Right.
The UI is, I think it's pretty well laid out. Everything's tied to the corners as much as possible. You have the big open playing area. So it's...
It looks like a decent UI for the game, you know. It somewhat like a HUD, you know, and I actually like it for what it is.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna. I don't think it'll be like necessarily a long game to beat. I think you could probably play it for an hour or two and probably beat it. I don't think it's going to be something where.
Well, Dan mentioned again, Dan Ayoub. He mentioned in one of the announcement videos it was about 2.5 hours.
Right.
To play it straight through. However, beyond that, and this is something I'm sure you were going to talk about, I'll just quickly mention it. There will be microtransactions within the game that will enable you to buy weapons and or possibly armor upgrades, and that there will be additional content coming afterwards. So your initial playthrough could be 2.5 hours, but if you want, and as you earn whatever the credit system is within the game, you'll be able to probably go back through it then with better weapons, better armor, maybe a higher difficulty, and so on, and play it again.
Okay, I did not hear about this.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, there's still a lot of things I haven't quite heard about this yet. So.
Okay, well, in fact, let me expound upon that then. Regarding the microtransactions and the weapons and the armor, there's also going to be... unlocks in Spartan Assault that are tied in with Halo 4. Now, how that is...
That does not surprise me.
Yeah, how that is, I'm not sure, but my guess is because Palmer being tied with Spartan Ops, my guess is that by playing Spartan Ops on certain levels, certain difficulties, maybe playing the whole thing, that will also unlock certain weapons and certain armor available in Spartan Assault. That's cool if that's the case. That would be great. Really, I gotta say this. I should have said this at the very beginning. The whole game, as I look at it, as it plays, I love everything about it, with the only exception that it's not gonna be on the Xbox. Everything else about it, no problem. Even microtransactions, which are the bane of my existence when it comes to gaming, because I hate having to pay these little bits here and there, you know, to have better stuff. Still, that aside, the game itself looks fantastic. You know, I could go into the other facts, you know, about some of these things, but quickly, like, you know, we're going to get brutes and drones back into play against. We're going to see the Wolverine from Halo Wars. It's a vehicle. There's the anti-air wraith, which we didn't have in Halo 4. ODST drop pods, although maybe they're just not necessarily a quick time event, but they're NPC kind of things. The Hornet is in the game. So there's a whole lot about Spartan Assault that makes me want to play this game, you know? And the only thing holding it back is that it's Windows 8 only. And it's just ridiculous when all the other Halo games have always been console based, at least, if not then, as you mentioned with Halo 2, Vista. So I really just see this as a horribly bad move on Microsoft's part. Understanding that, yes, it's a business tool. It's a marketing tool for them to promote Windows 8, but I just feel it's going to be a flop, and we do not need to see Halo have a flop. Some people have already considered Halo 4, while not a flop, certainly not in the sales of its games, some people have considered it to be possibly a flop in its gameplay and its rapid decrease of gaming population. You know, it's lost like 85% of its gamer population from the beginning. Of course, we expected, you know, a good portion of that to happen, but I don't think we expected that much to go down after 7 months of gameplay. So, you know, this only being available on Windows 8, you know, I see the business part of it, but it still doesn't make sense to me, certainly as a gamer.
Right. And there's just a couple other things that come to mind when you're talking about this kind of game. And you kind of touched on it already, where people are already have lost some amount of trust in 343 with how Halo 4 was delivered and what they view Halo 4. And then having this just being released on Windows 8 exclusively is like, you're shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
I mean, you already shot yourself in 2 feet. Now you're shooting yourself in your hand or something.
Yeah.
So it's.
And don't get me wrong. I probably, likely you as well, we want 343 to succeed. They are the people that hold the Halo franchise, you know, in their hands. So we want them to succeed. So it's not, you know, I don't want them to think that I'm coming down on them. But some of these decisions, you know, from a consumer standpoint, really have you scratching your head. Like, really? You know, now I don't know the tech involved in this because I'm not involved in this part of it. But how hard would it have been for them to create this for arcade as well as for Windows 8? You know, likely the tech isn't the same. And I know that Windows 8 is going to be on the Xbox One. So does that mean that Spartan Assault will be available for Xbox One? If so, great. However, there are tons of us that we can't afford a Windows 8 enabled device. We're not going to be able to buy the Xbox One from the beginning. And in fact, many people have already said, even though they can afford it, they're not going to buy it right away because they want to see, you know, all the bugs that come out of it. You know, they don't want to be those early adopters that have to deal with all the garbage that may happen. So, you know, and again, I'm not going to buy, well, I can't even afford it, but even if I could, I wouldn't buy a Windows 8 device just for a $7 app. You know, same goes for the Xbox One. You know, if I'm going to buy the Xbox One, I want to see that TV show. I want to see a full-on AAA title, you know. But how hard would it have been for them to port this over to arcade? I really hope coming next week with E3 that they make some mention of it. You know, at the very least say, you know, well, yes, it's going to be initially only available on Windows 8 devices. And then at the release of Xbox One, it'll be available on the arcade for both the Xbox One and the 360. That would be fine. I would be a little behind, just like a lot of other people. But you know what? At least I'd have the chance to play it then. And I'd be okay with that. But if they don't do that at all, like if they are strictly against it being again on any platform other than Windows 8, oh, just a big mistake.
Yeah, and again, I really think it's just Microsoft pushing it.
Right.
I don't think 343 would do something quite like that, but...
Right. Well, 343, unfortunately, you know, they are part of Microsoft,
yeah.
So they have to listen to whatever the higher-ups say, you know, at the head office there. You know... I mean, we certainly don't want to put anybody's jobs in jeopardy by them saying, hey, you know, our fans aren't going to want this, you know. I mean, if the Microsoft people say, you know, well, so what? Then, you know, right. Blame it on Microsoft. But,
yeah, so it just sucks at this point.
Yeah. As far as the game itself, if you don't mind, let me just go into a couple of the other facts that I haven't yet mentioned.
Yeah.
It will be cloud-enabled. So if you do have it on a tablet, and then you go to your phone and you have it there, you can play it there, then your PC. So that's good, you know. And I could care less if we got it for Xbox Live, I could care less if it had that cloud feature or not. I wouldn't need it. I would only be playing it on the Xbox. Okay, going back to some of the facts. Parg Vol, if you remember when we talked about it during Spartan Ops podcast, he's a character in this game. So that's cool because this game takes place. This is another fact. This game takes place between Halo 3 and Halo 4. And what it is it's a splinter faction of the Covenant who has decided not to follow the armistice or the treaty between the UNSC and the Covenant. So they still consider themselves at war with the UNSC. So that's why this is all happening like that and in that time frame. And to bring Parg Vol back, who was a minor character in Spartan Ops, and we only got to see him as the Gold Elite General. And again, with this being so small, you're really not going to see him anyways. But it's cool that they're bringing back a named character for this game. So I like that part of it. There will be challenges in the game. Now, it wasn't stated if it's going to be daily, but it definitely was stated that there's going to be weekly challenges and that every level within the game will have specific challenges as well. So that's cool. You know, that'll keep people coming back to the game if you like playing challenges, which I'm one of the people that likes that. All of the weapons that are currently in the game of Halo 4 will be in this one, but there will also be new weapons. All of the abilities in Halo 4 will be in this game, but there will also be new abilities. So this is pretty cool. You're getting all this other stuff. You're getting the returning enemies that we wanted to, you know, that we wanted in Halo 4, you know, that being brutes and drones. You're getting returning vehicles that we haven't seen for a while, anti-air Wraith, the Hornet, and then the Wolverine being in Halo Wars. We've only seen that in Halo Wars. So, you know, this game is getting a lot of the stuff that we wanted to see in Halo 4. So, and here's another one. Dual-wielding SMGs. Oh, my God. Dual-wielding?
Yeah, that's back.
That's freaking awesome. So wait a minute. You're telling me that this is Windows 8 only? Are you out of your freaking mind?
Well, and it's not the first-person shooter experience that you're used to Halo anyway. So it's nice having all these things back, but it's not in the traditional sense of Halo.
Sure, but then Halo Wars wasn't that either, you know. And I know people will complain. They'll say, well, you know, just because you slap the name Halo doesn't make it a Halo game. Well, true enough, you know, it doesn't make it a Halo first-person shooter, which is what Halo is known for. But this is still a Halo game because it's based within the universe of Halo. And it's using all the sandbox elements of the weapons and the vehicles and so on. So it's still a Halo game. It's just not in the same venue being first-person shooter. Now it's a top-down shooter or versus Halo Wars being a real-time strategy game. But it's still Halo. It's just a different way to play it.
Yeah, but it's... It is a different way to play it, but it's still kind of just a cop out of sorts.
Well, given the processing power and memory and all that, I don't know that you could put everything that you see in a Halo FPS into.
No, you couldn't. But
yeah, so they have to make some kind of changes that way, and so this certainly seems like a good way to do it. You know, it's still a shooter in a sense. If you played some other top-down shooters, I think you might gain a different respect for this. I've played several, and I enjoy them. You know, they're fun. I mean, this is a different angle, but I still enjoy them.
Yeah, I haven't really played many top-down shooters.
That's okay.
I mean, I've played some, but again, with this being a mix of it's on Windows 8 and there's still some just where the community is not really exactly happy with 343.
Yeah.
It's just how they're doing this is just kind of puzzling at this point.
Yeah.
Not saying that what they're doing is bad or it's not going to work out well for them, but it's just, okay, why are you doing this on, why are you bringing all this stuff back on this platform where your core base isn't really going to be playing that much?
Right.
And on top of that, why are you making people go out and get Windows 8 for this?
Right.
Because, I mean, honestly, I have an Android. I personally like my Android phone. And when I posted this on Facebook, one of the responses back was the a downside to this is because it's not on any other smartphone platform, iOS or Android.
Right. And I do understand that. I mean, it makes sense. It's a Microsoft product. They want it to be on a Microsoft device. I get that. But if that's the case and that's the argument, so is the Xbox. The Xbox is a Microsoft device, you know, so it should be on Xbox Live Arcade. There's really no good excuse, in my opinion. You know, again, I know from a marketing point, the business that we've already said it, they want to promote Windows 8. They want people to upgrade to Windows 8. Okay, we get that. We do. But that's not going to get people to buy your $100 and some, you know, several $100 device or your $50 upgrade for a $7 app. But
right.
Put it on Xbox Live Arcade for $10 or $15. Sure as hell, I'll get it. I can afford that. You better believe I'll get it. I'll get it and I'll play the hell out of it. Will I do the microtransactions? Maybe I won't, but I bet you there'll be a lot of people that will. And they'll probably pay that up to 50, you know, that $50 that you would have spent to upgrade, they will likely pay that, but it'll be on Xbox, you know, on their Xbox as opposed to a Windows phone. And that means that being on their Xbox, they're playing it through their TV or their monitors, which are a hell of a lot bigger, a lot easier to see. They might be able to play with their friends if there was an online, you know, capability, which I don't think there is, but whatever.
No, I haven't heard of any multiplayer capabilities for this.
You know, well, I mean, it'd be cool if they did port this over to Xbox Live, since they have Palmer and Davis, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it'd be cool at least if the campaign were a two-person campaign. You know, then that would go in the same vein as Halo CE was, and that would be a nice homage to Halo CE in that respect, you know.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if I can say I'm optimistic. I'm disappointed in the decision to make this a Windows 8 only. You know, I want to hold out hope that this will be eventually on Arcade and Xbox Live Arcade, but you know, with us not hearing anything about SpartanOps Season 2 and just some of the secretive or cryptic methods that were utilized before the Halo 4 release and launch, I just really can't hold out a ton of hope yet. But it was just announced today. That's part of the reason though why I asked you about doing this podcast is, you know, I wanted to get out our first, impressions of this and to get it out there for everybody else so that they could, you know, keep talking about it as well. You know, you got anything else you want to add to this? Maybe we've got some folks in the, you know, on Twitch here that would, that have some questions.
We only have two people watching, so.
Really? I see four, but that's probably you and me and two others.
Right. So it's, I mean, at this point, it is kind of a little early to tell just offhand, but the big thing primarily is that it's on Windows 8. It's pretty much going to be restricted to what people are going to be out there that have already had the Windows phone or have a tablet or have a computer that has Windows 8. And right now, since that adoption rate's really low, it's not going to really reach an audience that much. Yep. I mean, I have a TechNet subscription, so I can install Windows 8 on however many computers I want, but I'm not going to be installing Windows 8 on my primary desktop. I'm going to probably install it as a separate partition, maybe, or maybe take one of my other computers and install it on there and play it. But
right. That
it's not something with the delivery method and the platforms that they're choosing for this. It's not something that's really going to be a moneymaker, I think, for 343.
Not expansive. It's very restrictive. Here's another thing, too. I read this on Waypoint, which, I, by the way, again, I posted a ton of responses on Halo Waypoint. But somebody else mentioned that, you know, what about those folks that they're typically PlayStation gamers, but they, for whatever reason, they have a Windows 8 device. And they're like, well, you know what? I've never had the chance to play Halo before. So, hey, here it is for Windows 8. So they get Spartan Assault and they think that that's what Halo is. Well, it's not what Halo is. It's a top-down shooter. You know, if they look at it and they don't like it, then they'll be like, well, what the hell? I'm never going to play Halo again. Or they get it and they do like it, and then they, you know, then they come over to the Xbox and they say, wait a minute, this isn't a top-down shooter. This is a, you know, it's a first-person shooter.
I think people that are on PlayStation know what Halo is.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about a very, very small percentage, like maybe less than a percent of
people that are on PlayStation. It's a small percentage, but then again, it's also a very small percentage of those folks who own Windows 8 that are going to get Halo 4 as well, you know. I don't know. I mean, even if I don't know what the actual numbers are of Windows 8 phone users are, but, you know, even if they were lucky enough to get 10% of those people, is that really worth the cost of that game? You know, are those 10 people or 10% of people,
10 people,
it could be 10 people, but you know, is that percentage enough to, you know, not only pay for the development of the game, is it enough to continue with support for the game? Will it have been enough to get people to have upgraded or buy iPhones, yeah. See where my mind's at. Windows phones, you know, I just don't see it being there. I just don't. You know, like I said, the option to put this on, Xbox Live Arcade again, even if they did it, even if they told us, at least tell us E3 or maybe San Diego Comic Con, say, you know, hey, we're going to make this available when the Xbox One comes out. It'll be on Arcade, and yes, it'll be available for both the Xbox One and the Xbox 360. I would be perfectly happy with that. And again, I'd be fine with paying, you know, $10 to $15 for it. But
yeah, but it's,
go ahead.
Just with how it's being marketed right now, I don't know if the return on it is actually going, like you said before, fully support the development of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've just restricted themselves so much for this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really can't see DLC coming out for it other than maybe some additional weapons and new armor. But it's not like there'll be more missions. I just can't see that happening. You know, but if you gave me a 2.5 hour game to play as an Xbox Live Arcade game and it's Halo for $15, I'm in.
Yeah, but look at who we are. We're big, big Halo fans, but it's not going to attract those people that are casual Halo fans or casual players in general.
Well, you know what? I'll respectfully disagree with that only because this being a, you know, an arcade game and being much, much cheaper, I could see this being something more for the casual gamer because it not having multiplayer, they would not have to worry about their skill level matching somebody else over the internet. So this would definitely be more of a game for a casual player, you know, casual fan. They played Halo before. Maybe they like the campaign of it. Here comes an arcade game. It's $15. You know what? I'll try it out. I'll get it. If it sucks, it was only $15. It wasn't a $60 title. It wasn't a title that I had to pay all that money for. And then I'm playing against all these elite people from around the world that I just can't compete against, you know. So, you know, in that respect, I actually see it being more popular with casual Halo fans and gamers in general.
I just see for arcade games, like most of the ones that I have bought off the arcade, I've played for quite a few hours. Like I've played for 50, 60 hours at least, but I don't know if I'll be playing this that much. I may play it a couple times to go through, get the story and get the unlocks. But other than that,
right.
I mean, what's the appeal to go back and play this?
Well, again, if they on Windows 8, none. I don't see it. You know, I see it being just like any other app that comes out for any other phone. It's one of these ones you played for a few hours and you're done. But on Xbox Live Arcade, and given the potential of numbers that would reach, then I could see the support being there to give us not just weapons and armor, but possibly a new mission or two here or there as a DLC. That I could definitely see happening. And then that would give you the opportunity to come back and play the game again. You know, so you know, I think there's certainly much more money for them to make off of Spartan Assault if it's on Xbox Live Arcade. You know, obviously, it only being on Windows 8, they've already restricted themselves. But keeping it to that and not of making it available later on down the line for Xbox Live Arcade, that just kills it, you know. I mean, you know me. I call myself Halo fan for life for a reason, you know.
Exactly.
And this is just, you know, feels like somebody stabbed me in the side, you know, like, oh, you know.
After really? Already being stabbed in the back from Halo 4.
Well, I might not go that far, but I get you. But, you know, I certainly understand that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it came out of left field. You know, it was like, oh, here's a new game. Okay, I heard about Spartan Assault, you know, a little while ago, not too long ago. I heard about it. I heard the title of it. I was like, oh, cool. That's, you know, what's this going to be, you know? And then to find out what it is, the game, again, as I said before, the game itself. Great premise. You know, I like the idea. I don't mind that it's a top-down shooter. I like the vehicles coming back, the enemies coming back. I like, you know, all that stuff. The graphics look pretty decent for what it is. But only being Windows 8 is just, it's a killer. It's a killer. And just not having the chance to play a Halo game. I know some people are going to say, oh, well, that's that entitlement thing. Well, you know what? You're damn right. Because I've been a fan for over 10 years. But it's not just me. There's other people that have been fans, even if they're new to Halo, it really doesn't matter how long you've been a fan. If you want to be able to play the game, you know, well, we should have that opportunity, you know? And we're not talking about the difference between this coming out for Xbox and not the PlayStation. Well, of course it would not come out for the PlayStation. That's a totally different company, totally different console. Here we're talking about it being Microsoft. And it should be enabled for Microsoft devices. The Xbox is what made gaming, you know, popular for Microsoft. It's not Windows or phone. Maybe they want to try and move in that direction. And they're probably doing this because they're not getting a lot of developers interested in developing games for the Windows phone because it has such a small market share. And again, I get that from the business perspective. But doing it for Halo, you know, such a big game, and then saying it's only going to be for Windows. Wow.
Yeah. That's, I hope that's not the downfall of this.
Right.
I mean, this is a smaller title, so I think as long as they get a decent revenue off of this, it'll be okay.
Right.
But 343, you got to be careful where you're treading with Halo. You're already across the fence for some, on the fence for others. You're not in very good grounds right now.
Yeah. That's why I say they really have to announce something for this soon. The backlash on Halo Waypoint, with the exception of, there's a couple people, I so want to mention their names, but I'll just leave it. But there's with the exception of a couple of people, the overwhelming response on Halo Waypoint's forums are basically that, you know, everybody wants to play the game, but they don't know anybody that has a Windows 8 device, or the few that they do aren't Halo gamers, and they're certainly not going to be there. You know, the forum people themselves are not going to rush out and get, you know, a Windows 8 device, you know, for a $7 app. No way. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Before we wrap this up, let's talk about what we think will be actually in the game. Since we've talked about just all around, like, what the game, like, will run on. Since that's been the big topic. But let's talk about what we think will be in the game. So we know Spartan Palmer and Spartan Davis are the focus for this. And you said that, Park Vall is actually going to be part of this too. And, that's we just right. saw him in passing. We didn't really see much of him in the game. Other than that, we knew he was associated with Jewel in Spartan right. Ops.
Right.
So getting to see a little bit backstory of him, I'm reading through Thursday War, and I haven't seen any particular
mention
reference of him. So, yeah, I haven't seen him in the books anywhere. So I don't know if you have any other sources from actually hearing about Park Vall. But
Well, thankfully, there's still one more book coming in the Kilo 5 trilogy, so Maybe we'll hear about them in the third book.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So this is, again, going to start off basically following Spartan Palmer and Spartan Davis' career in doing these Spartan Ops exercises, kind of building up to how we have Spartan Ops in Halo 4.
Right.
So, again, kind of a preview in between Halo 3 and Halo 4 on one certain aspect of Halo.
Now, I'm wondering, are we going to see her as an ODST at all? You know, even if it's just cutscenes from the very beginning. And if I recall her origin story coming out, I think it's through Dark Horse. Is that coming out in July or August? It's around the same time. So they're
the comic?
Yeah. They're relatively, do you not know about that?
No, I know about the comic.
Yeah.
I don't remember what, I think it was next, actually someone in the chat said August.
Right. Okay. So. Yeah, that's, you know, they're going to be relatively in conjunction with one another there. You know, like I said, we know that this takes place on, or at least this part of it takes place on Dreithius V. I haven't heard of Dreithius V before.
Neither have I.
And I can't recall all the threads that I went through on Waypoint, anybody else mentioning it either. You know, but, you know, hey, that's fine. You know, they can all, the universe is a big place. You know, they can always make up a new location. That's not a big thing there. This being another splinter faction of the Covenant. Okay. So we're going to play against Covenant again. We know that. We're going to be playing against all the typicals, you know, elites, grunts. Again, excited to hear about brutes and drones being in there. There's a hunter that's pictured in one of the screenshots of a QuickTime event, but I would imagine it would be in the game as well. And the challenges that it gives you, in fact, I posted on Twitch there, the links to the videos. There are certain things that you have to do within the game before you can advance to other positions, whether that be, I think it's like destroying some fuel cells, things like that. So, for me, I kind of get a feeling like this is very similar to Spartan Ops, but it just being a top down shooter kind of thing.
Right. And you're playing as Palmer for a change.
Yeah. Yeah. With her helmet on.
Yes. Yes. So as far as actual, like, well, story wise from the game, there's not much that we can pull from. I'm guessing this is going to be kind of the origin story of Palmer as a Spartan.
Right.
Is what I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that we'll probably see some of Palmer in the next book from the Halo 5 trilogy.
You think?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a possibility, you know, be a good way to tie it in.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they might do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tie it all in. The graphic novel, or the comic, sorry, is going to be interesting as well. So it's, they're kind of doing an ODST kind of thing with all this extra content for that's kind of surrounding Halo 4. Mm-hmm. And they're really pulling off, or they're really focusing on the Spartan Ops aspect of things. There's not really much from the campaign that they're focusing on.
Right.
You
hear nothing of Master Chief in any of the videos.
No, which is...
So this is definitely an offshoot. This is not a Master Chief story.
Right.
However, you know, going back to what Dan Ayoub had said, you know, he said that this would be Spartans on the Infinity playing through war games that were simulations of historical battles within the UNSC's history. So... might it be possible that we would see, you know, if they have DLC for this, that they get new missions if it were to sell well, you know, we would get other missions. Would we ever play as Master Chief in this? I doubt that we would, but, you know, because we would play as the Spartan Fours, but we'd get to play as Spartan Fours as if we were playing in those battles. You know, because this is essentially like a big training exercise for them is what it is. So, you know, it would be kind of interesting then to go back and be able to play some of the historical battles that have happened through, you know, the Halo timeline, whatever those would be. I mean, I don't know if I would go and play, you know, the original trilogy of games, but, you know, maybe we could go back as far as Harvest. That'd be kind of cool. Maybe, a different battle, in Reach. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it doesn't have to have Master Chief in it.
No, it doesn't. At least not for until Halo 5.
Right.
Right. So.
Right. He better come back. But anyway, that's a totally different topic.
Oh, he'll be back. I mean, that's the protagonist for Halo. That's Master Chief.
Right.
And of course, Cortana will be back in some form or fashion.
You know, like I said, the game as a whole, on a whole, I think it will be fun to play, even if it's just a couple of hours. I think it'll be worth the cost. The graphics look good. Challenges, there are achievements that are associated with this, by the way. And they will carry over to your gamer tag. So they'll show up on Halo Waypoint on the Xbox or on, you know, on the internet. So this game has, a lot to offer, even though it's just an app. You know, it's just a matter of its limited accessibility, that's going to make this, a success or a failure.
Mm-hmm.
If it was widely available on the arcade, I would say without a doubt, this would be a success, at least certainly within the arcade portion of Xbox. You know, going up against AAA titles, well, no, you know, I wouldn't expect an app or an arcade game to be as successful as a AAA title, but I would certainly think this could be one of the more successful arcade games if it were made as such.
Right. Okie dokie. I think that pretty much wraps up everything that we can talk about this with the current set of information that we have.
Right.
So, thanks guys for listening in to this kind of special episode talking about Halo Spartan Assault. Remember to check us out on our website, www.podtacular.com, and while you're there, you can click on our submit button to submit us anything that's Halo related, whether it be clips from Halo 4, whether it be any questions about this that's coming out, maybe stuff that you think will be cool to have as launch titles for Xbox One, anything that you have that's Halo related, feel free to send our way.
And don't forget my site as well, HaloFanForLife.com.
There you go.
I'm always looking for stuff to write about Halo related.
There's the plug. For us, you can also send us an email, which is submissions@podtacular.com, or leave us a voicemail, which is 240-200-4256, and leave a message there. Anything Halo, try to keep about 90 seconds. Also, make sure you follow us on our social networks, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitch, and subscribe to us on YouTube, all that good stuff. So, we'll be back again on Thursday for our regularly scheduled podcast to talk about our thoughts and opinions on the weapon balancing update that came out yesterday as of this recording. So,
nice.
Not sure what the bulletin has in store quite for us yet, but we'll definitely be talking about the bulletin and then our thoughts on the weapon update. So, make sure you tune into that. Again, that's Thursday, 8:30. If you're listening to this before then, we also have our Wacky Wednesday custom game night that will be happening Wednesday this week at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. So, I want to say thank you again to Halo Fan for Life for coming on, doing this kind of last-minute special show.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. We will see you guys next time.